depth charge was too close. Reverse engines. Right full rudder. Ahead 1/3. Heading 320. Bring her up. Level off at 16 feet. Up periscope. Bearing mark 202. Range 1600 yards. Open door tube 1. Fire torpedo. Direct hit. Good work, men. We gave that tin can the deep six. Let's surface. Morning, Pookie. Have a good night. You look rested. Well, time to kickstart the day. Time to wake up John, have some breakfast, take a nap, etc., etc., etc. Just another ordinary run-of-the-mill day. Garfield's coming. He's coming to town. Better not try to knock him down. Just run for cover and clear the street. 'Cause if you don't, you'll be dead meat. Yeah, Garfield is coming to town. There was Jesse James and Billy the Kid, but this dude's done worse things than they ever did. Woe the poor soul who crosses his path. He'll have to suffer this gunslinger's wrath. This poor dog hasn't got a chance. He's had his last meal, and he's had his last dance. One more whimper, one more prayer. Gee, I hope he put on clean underwear. I'm gonna deep fry this sucker. Morning, Odie. What's on your docket for the day, pal? Yeah, me too. What say we get some breakfast? Okay, let's wake up the cook. Oh, John!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Garfield the Amazing.
Good morning, adoring throngs. I am Garfield the Amazing, and this is my comely assistant, Odie the Average.
Ta-da!
For my first trick, I'm going to perform the tablecloth thing. Yes, I shall now attempt to yank the tablecloth out from under all this stuff on the table. A drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous tablecloth thing.
Here's your breakfast, Garfield.
It's about time.
Oh, Garfield, I wish I knew what goes on in that mind of yours. I know cats have an active fantasy life, but yours must be in Technicolor.
You'll never take me alive, you scurvy cur.
Sigh.
I'm getting concerned, Odie. I think my imagination is starting to run away with me. See you later.
Garfield?
Help! Save me!
What do you think you're doing, Garfield?
I'm not sure anymore. Odie, I have a theory.
Huh?
Yeah, it just occurred to me that this imagination thing may not be as dangerous as we think.
Huh.
You know why? Because John's always there to bail us out.
Huh.
Come on, we'll put this theory to a test.
Uh-oh.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is your Captain Garfield speaking. Thank you for flying in Virgin Layer Airlines.
Our ETA to Chicago today is 4 o'clock. Our altitude is 39,999 feet. Our in-flight movie is Vertigo, and if you think that's in bad taste, wait till you've tried the food.
The co-pilot this afternoon is Odie Crash Babowski. Say hi to the folks, Crash. Good boy. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight. And pay no attention to that engine that just exploded. Or that one. Crash, I have an important question to ask you. How many engines do we have on this plane? I was afraid of that. Well, this calls for action. I know. Have the stewardesses pass out free drinks. No, wait. Better yet, we'll disguise ourselves as stewardesses, work our way to the back of the plane, and bail out.
Uh-uh.
Okay, crybaby. We'll get the passengers off first. All the passengers are safely off, Crash. Ready to bail out. We overlooked one tiny detail, Crash. We're not wearing parachutes. Didn't you pack enough chutes for us, too? Well, this is just great. Time to test my theory. About John being there for us. Feel lucky, Crash?
Yeah.
Then let's just do it.
Garfield, Odie. You guys are crazy, you know that?
We did it. You know what this means, Odie? We're invincible. Come on, Odie. On to the next adventure.
Gerbils. I should have raised gerbils.
The world is filled with excitement, Odie. If you just use your imagination, you don't even have to go find it. It'll find you. Nice touch. Look, Odie, the meaning of life.
Simsalabimsa.
Simsalabim.
May your children be happy and wise.
May your chewing gum never lose its flavor.
May your camel walk straight and true.
May your socks always match.
Oh, what a wonderful sense of humor. Lance Sterling. So we meet once again, sir.
Fat guy, so we do.
I would like you to meet my associate, Raw Meat. He doesn't smoke, drink, eat, or sleep. He's been trained in the martial arts, you know. Judo, karate, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, and machete eating.
Big deal. This is my associate, Slobberjob. He doesn't think. He's been trained in macrame, bonsai, origami, and he's nearly housebroken.
What? Most impressive, sir.
Let's cut the small talk, fat guy. You know why I'm here.
Yes, I do.
And what I'm here for.
Yes, I do.
And what I'm going to do with it.
Yes, I do.
Then would you mind refreshing my memory?
You're here to get my half of the holy ankh, sir.
I knew that.
Combined with your half of the holy ankh, it will form a map to the location of the Banana of Bombay.
You see, Slobberjob, the Banana of Bombay was the original banana used in the old banana gag.
Oh.
You remember the old banana gag. Yes, it's the symbol of humor to free nations all around the world. The banana of Bombay was stolen from our country's Museum of Humor many years ago. If it falls into the wrong hands, it could be the end of humor as we know it.
Oh.
Our mission is to recover the banana of Bombay and return it to its rightful place.
I, on the other hand, feel the banana of Bombay belongs to the world. I will find it first and auction it off to the highest bidding country.
You low-born cur. How dare you seek to profit from the banana of Bombay?
Ah, come, Mr. Sterling. Let us piece together our halves of the holy ankh so that we may get on with our quests.
Very well. Where is your half of the ankh, fat guy? You didn't think I'd really give you the location, did you, fat guy?
Attention, market shopping people. For the next 10 minutes, we'll be giving away free flying carpets in aisle 4.
Who are you?
My name is Nadia. Headquarters, I sent him here to protect you.
Well, thanks anyway, lady, but I don't need your help.
I have my orders.
Then take this one. Scram. I have work to do. Come, slobber job.
You haven't heard the last of me yet, Lance Sterling.
Okay, slobber job, let's put the pieces of this puzzle together. You know what to do. These two halves of the ankh will form a map giving us the location of the banana of Bombay. Interesting. This is only part of the map. According to this, we're to pick up another clue in Paris. On the left bank. On Saint-Germain, I'd say. Somewhere in the vicinity of Café de Fleur. Come, mon ami. Heel. Do you have, microwave lasagna?
No, monsieur.
Oh, very well. Just give me the soup du jour with some extra jour on the side.
An excellent choice, monsieur.
What's your special today?
I haven't a clue.
A clue? Clue? Did you hear that, slobber job? He said clue. Okay, fess up. Where's the banana of Bombay?
I don't believe that's on our menu, monsieur. Would you settle for bananas Foster?
Never mind. There has to be a clue around here somewhere, slobber job.
Here is your soup de jour, monsieur. Bon appetit.
Thanks, pal. Boy, that guy looks familiar. Nadia, what are you doing here?
Protecting you, you fool. Don't you know Fat Guy and Ramit have followed you here to get the clay?
Go on.
Enjoy your soup de jour, my friend, for there will be no tomorrow.
Look, slobber job. There appears to be a map drawn on that awning. This must be our clue. Let's get out of here. And bring the map with you. was right, Slobberjob. See these ancient Incan hieroglyphs here in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
The Banana of Bombay is located in an ancient temple right here on the Amazon River.
Hmm.
Well, pal, nothing can stop us now. Well, here we are on the Amazon, Slobberjob. This isn't exactly the friendliest neighborhood I've seen, but not to worry. If things get too hairy, John is always around to get us out of this fantasy. Now which way do we go? Look, Slobberjob, a sign. The ancient temple. Good work, Slobberjob. Proceed with caution, my friend. These walls have eyes. Stop, you fool! Look what would have happened. Now stay behind me and step where I step. Yeah! That was kind of fun. The Banana of Bombay. Slobberjob. If you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself. Well, great. What more could go wrong?
This could go wrong, you stupid feline. The Banana of Bombay is now mine.
Now that the Banana of Bombay is yours, you could at least do me the courtesy of telling me why you want it.
I am from Moldavia. My country is very poor, you see. So in order to make money, we have decided to encourage tourism. We need this banana in order to open a fruit stand.
That is the dumbest reason I've ever heard.
It's your fantasy, fat boy.
Give me my banana.
You'll have to catch me first.
Thanks for the banana, Toots. Goodbye forever.
I hope someone brought snacks. It looks like we're gonna be here for a while. I'd say, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Slobberjob? Good work, boy!
Get out of here.
Well, slobber job, old buddy. Even Lance Sterling doesn't have a way out of this one. Slobber job, what are you doing? Oh, well, I guess it is just a fantasy, isn't it? Not bad. Here you go, Nadia. Open a banana peel stand. I knew this dream was too good to be true. We have no choice now, slobber job. Here, boy, take my hand. Boy, I hope this doesn't hurt. Last one in's a rotten egg!
Another fantasy, Garfield?
Yeah, my last one. I ain't never gonna have a fantasy again. No way, no how, no sir. Oh, no, not again. Odie, I thought I told you never to play